Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, now I know how Breslow feels. Big kerfuffle. It's on me, Curtis. It's always on the manager. Mego and Shime pounce through the door, ready to do 11-1. I had updated the calendar, the monthly calendar, but not the daily scheduling software. So now, Shime's got to stay 2 extra hours because he's on noon to 3, not 11 to 1. He's going to miss the Pokemon tournament. Very upset. Stormed out of here.
Very angry, and also a total D move, but classy, smart, is that as they're complaining, you shifted the sling?
Well, I wanted to make it accurate for their payroll later.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to miss the pay.
I thought it was to historically observe that you may have been right to remove the evidence that
well,
it was wrong.
Well, I'm removing that evidence. I told them I screwed up.
No, I apologize.
Maybe we could put them on for 4 hours. You want to put them on now?
No, it was years ago, the current PD of our rival was in charge of the schedule, and for years after I left and came to WEI, I was somehow still on the schedule email. And the amount of revisions, it's just, I don't know, everybody in radio just has a tough time with small things. It's just
usually pretty good at this, but I missed the details on this. You know what screwed me up is Bradford, because Bradfo's usually on.
Bragfo.
And he's off now. He's on the West Coast. He's out in L.A. with Joe Kelly. They're doing podcasts, and he said, I can't do it this weekend. Even though he had good stuff, he talked to Bogarts. I mean, he's all over the place.
What do you think about Jackson doing overnights on the weekend?
No.
Hosting.
That's not a good idea.
Jackson after dark.
We need Jackson bright and chipper at 5 a.m. He's got to be here. All right. More of your phone calls. Devers, what went wrong? What could have been different? Do you agree with Curtis? You and I kind of both agree on this, actually.
Yeah.
We both wish he were here. And they had been more patient.
And that the organization went out of their way to sully the name of the guy because they were nervous for fan backlash.
Right. It's just working on me, their campaign. It's not really working on you. They are winning.
You've been out to San Francisco, right?
I am. I'm going in a couple weeks.
Have you been before?
I have. I've not been to Oracle Park, though.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. I've been outside. I've been on it.
Garlic fries.
It looks awesome. They had the drone shots last night. Looked pretty good.
I didn't know that Toblerone was from San Francisco.
Oh, really?
I thought
that's Italian.
No, it's there's this.
That's Ghirardelli.
That would be Ghirardelli, yes.
Wrong.
All right.
Wrong section. You better get right, pal. The St. Peter's Fiesta is this week in Gloucester. So that's the big Italian festival.
Is Ghirardelli Italian?
Oh, I don't know. Toblerone is, I thought.
Oh, I don't know. I've been to Italy several times.
We got a lot to sort out here. In the meantime, let's go to Donald.
Check out my passport.
Quincy. What's up, Donald? Donald.
Hello.
How are you? You're on the air.
What's good,
thank you. All right, this is for Curtis, right?
Yep.
So, Curtis, you're very sharp, and most people agree with you, and now most people don't agree with you. Let me ask a couple questions. Do you believe a fat discontent worst third baseman in the league is worth $245 million for the next 8 years? Yes or no?
John Henry did.
Okay, do you?
Yeah, I think that's the going rate. Salaries are just going up.
Okay, I don't think he's worth it, and I would have traded him for nothing. It's addition by subtraction. Even for nothing, to get his contract, to get another $30 million where I hope they, pay for somebody else. But even if they don't, I mean, he is a good hitter, but he's not worth $30 million for you for 8 years, and he's only going to get worse.
Well, at least one other team believed he was worth $30 million for the next 8 years.
Okay, they did. Well, I think they're wrong.
Donald, 1 second. We're having a conversation. This isn't like a cross-examination.
All right, sorry.
So it's okay. Do you think, Donald, that the organization will reinvest the money they're saving on Devers this season on the Major League roster?
It's a good point. I hope so.
No, I'm asking what you think.
I think it's 50-50.
Okay, well, then we can't have a conversation. Like, what are we doing?
50-50?
Sounds like Bradford being asked about Breslow versus Cora.
Who do you think is more in danger? We'll go back to that question. Breslow or Cora? Now that all this is played out.
I would probably say the blue whale.
I'm surprised that Cora is on board with this. That's one thing Passan said definitively. He is perfectly fine with the trade.
Do you think Cora wants it out there that he's unhappy with the trade?
Nah, but this is real. Intel says this is real. Like, he's pissed. He was pissed at Devers. He was down on Devers. He thought he would toe the line. He didn't.
Okay.
He made Cora look bad. Cora's down on him.
So he hits a home run on his last game with the Red Sox.
Last Sunday,
his last at bat is the Red Sox, just like Ted Williams was a home run. And now he's gone. And if the Red Sox miss the playoffs this year and the headache is gone but they lose, is Cora going to be in any better position?
Yes.
In other words, if Devers were to continue to hit as the DH the rest of the season,
right,
and we know it's off the table, he's not playing an infield position, but he continues with the projected season he's having.
Yeah.
They are a much more formidable foe in the division.
Of course they are.
So win or lose is what's going to dictate the future of Alex Cora, correct?
Well, they could lose and Cora still stays. I just... I think he looks more, the worst in this situation of the two because it was on him more than Breslow, much more than Breslow. I mean, Breslow couldn't even get in the room for the discussion.
If Cora wanted to, he could pummel Breslow in the court of public opinion.
Yeah, he could. And maybe he will at some point.
I would if I were him.
Let's go to Nashua and talk to Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good, good. I'm going to get a little nerdy with some stats if you guys don't mind.
Love it.
I did some research right after the trade. And you guys remember how bad Devers was in March and April.
Awful, yep.
Statistically, he's even worse in June. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to that. But so I did a little math, and of course we all remember how great he was in May. If you take the 46 games in March, April, and June, the Red Sox were, I think, 6 games over 500. And in the 30-something or 20-something games in May, when Devers was playing great, they were under 500. I think it was 6 games under 500. So it might be a little too statty, but it seems like when Devers is doing well, the team doesn't. And when he's playing crappy, the team wins more. So really sure what's going to happen in the future. But
thanks, Dan. I mean, we've seen enough of Rafi Devers. I'm not going to go by a 36-game sample size and say they're better without him. That's just not, I mean, he's going to hit a lot of home runs.
Right now, he's projected, even with the worst start and all those numbers, he's projected to have 32 home runs and 124 RBI.
Maybe we see Cora foreshadow this last night postgame. Giants-Red Sox World Series reunion. He said that would be surreal.
So if the Red Sox make the wild card, Devers hits 32 bombs, drives in 124 runs exclusively as the DH, is anybody talking about him being selfish?
No. I don't think so.
So
maybe,
then maybe what are we doing?
Maybe internally. Like, obviously, there were problems. Papelbon thought he was a bad guy.
No, we don't hear a peep out of Papelbon or Poppy.
Well, that doesn't mean it wasn't true. They just wouldn't have said it.
If you're David Ortiz and you've made as much money as you have in your life, and you're now just like the freaking, what's the guy's name on the Undertaker for John Henry?
Yeah.
Like, it's pathetic.
Well, but that's why I think this is not him doing Sam Kennedy's bidding. This is him, he was personally insulted somewhere by Devers.
So in between June 2nd and when he was traded?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, he reached out to him and Devers was like,
I think you're
stop
on
bothering me or
I
something.
I think you're on shrooms.
I think that's going to come out. By the way, you said there's more Belichick stuff that's out?
Oh, yeah. I have to get it ready. We'll do that later. Maybe next segment. I have to organize all the emails.
Well, Shime and Mego are here if you'd like to bring them in. They're ready to go. Let's see. Mego just posted a picture from the back office. When your boss messes up your schedule but hands you a bag of promo gear. The hat was way too small also. Right. Let's go to Mark in Norwood first. Marks, go ahead.
Was Mego talking about Jacob?
Yes.
I thought Boston had a smart baseball fans, but you wouldn't know it by some of these guys on this program. Maybe it's recency bias for me. I can't remember being more PO'd at a sports team in Boston. And God knows there's been, you know, a lot to choose from. But these people have set the bar so high now for outrage. My question, I guess, is what's their path back? I mean, how do you get back from this? What do you do?
Kyle Tucker. You trade Willier in the offseason or one of your other outfielders, maybe Durant, I don't know, and you bring him in. Big money signing.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Do you have expectations that they're going to pay anybody else any more money?
I mean, that's what Heyman said yesterday. Thanks for the call, Mark. He said the Red Sox are a contender for Kyle Tucker, which means he's an outfielder. You're going to need to move somebody.
Who's Kyle Tucker's agent?
Good question. Might be Boris.
If it's Boris, then we know where Heyman's getting his info.
Let's go to Jack in Fenway. Hi, Jack.
Hey, good morning. Paul Verone is Swiss, by the way. Fun fact. Yeah. But anyway, so I know a couple Paul weeks Verone ago, you guys probably remember.
Ken's just having a senior moment here. Okay, sorry, go ahead, Jack.
Swiss, sorry about that.
Okay. No, that's all right. I was like, was I listening to the right thing? All right. So 2 weeks ago, you might remember, we were discussing this subject of trading Devers, and all three of us kind of just thought it was a ridiculous idea that wouldn't happen. Unfortunately, obviously not the case. And I just wanted to say, Curtis, I completely agree with you. I would respect it if it was like they kept some of the salary, but they got some really good prospects, or like let's say it was a Paul Skeens thing. Oh. Like, Devers is one of my favorite players, or he's always been since like 2019 or before that, actually. And like, I would get over pretty quick in a situation like that. But I just do not, it's a salary dump, pure and simple. I do not understand how half of the fan base or more is like defending this. It boggles my mind, especially after what happened with Mookie. And I see no evidence that they're going to reallocate that money somewhere that isn't Liverpool. And I hope I'm wrong. Maybe they extend Durant or get Kyle Tucker or whatever. I'm skeptical of that at this point. I'm losing hope, man.
Yeah, there's something that has just been lacking ever since social media, and it's independent individual thought, the ability to think on your own.
You use ChatGPT?
Never had it.
Really?
No.
Not even like a little like Cameo, just a Google search.
Why would I? How would ChatGPT change my life?
Oh, might help you with some one-liners. Oh.
Good point, Ken.
Good.
Anyway, I'm gonna let that sit. I just everybody reacted the same way. Like, if the ownership group had taken on the money, gotten a better return, and turned it into Paul Skeens, like, we're having a duck boat parade through the city today to celebrate it. Like, they didn't prioritize winning. They prioritized getting rid of a contract they never wanted to sign in the first place. And the people that call in and say, they should have given him away for nothing. He's making $30 million a year. It's like, what's John Henry making? Why do you want the owner to get more money than the player? He has shown zero ability or desire to allocate further resources on his team. And you sat here, as we all did, at the start of the season, home opener, Fenway Park. The team's back. We're ready to compete. The kids have arrived.
Because they traded for Crochet, extended Crochet, signed Bregman.
Right. And then this headache was able to metastasize through the locker room, and then you have John Henry waiting for the moment for Devers to hit another bomb and the Giants to say, we'll bite. And the only thing that was required for this trade was that the team would take on the money. Once the money was there, he was gone.
Ghiardelli, born in Italy.
Oh.
Genoa.
I've never been to Genoa.
Oh, really?
No. I would say the most unbelievable place. The two most unbelievable places I've ever been in my life. One is Cinque Terre. Well, not Cinque Terre, the Amalfi Coast. And the other is Lake Como. Oh.
What about Wachusett?
Third. In Fitchburg in the fall.
Let's go to Tim and Lowell. Hello, Tim.
Hey, morning, boys. Always a great show.
Thank you.
I'm going to take the unpopular stance here. I support John Henry on this deal. And I'm going to tell you why. You got to go back to when he bought this team. He publicly stated, and the Red Sox hadn't won in many, many years, as we all know. He publicly stated he wanted to change the culture and attitude of the players on his team to being more about the team than individualism. And guess what? He even put clauses in contracts encouraging people to be about team win. He turned the culture of this team around. They've won 4 championships in 20 years. So when Devers decided to act like a spoiled brat and not do what was in the best interest of the team, Henry was in a tough spot. Either stick by your highest paid player who's got a bad attitude, or you go with the culture that won you 4 championships and you get rid of the problem. And I agree with him.
Hey, Tim, can I ask you a question? I got a question for you. How is it in the best interest of Red Sox fans for money they spend on Fenway Park or tickets or whatever for that to go to help Liverpool?
I don't care about Liverpool.
No, you should.
I agree with you.
You should, Tim.
Let me say this. And you're right. He had a few years where he had checked out, and he was too focused on the other crap he was involved with. But you got to give him credit. He came back to being more like the old John Henry this year. All you got to do is look at the moves.
What have you heard? Have you heard from him, Tim? Has he spoken to the media?
Yeah. Have I what?
Have you heard from John Henry this whole year in any capacity?
No. We heard from him when he flew halfway across the country to meet with Rafael Devers. And if you're
I have no idea what he said.
He had the cigar pick.
Did you hear anything he said, Tim?
I'm going by report.
I know, but why? If he's fully invested, Tim, why haven't we heard him speak once?
Let me say something here. He flew halfway around the country.
Yeah, yeah. It's on a private jet. Took 2 hours. It was a real pain in the ass. I'm asking you, why the hell, if he's so invested, have we not heard him say a single word?
Well, you know what? He's talking through his mouthpiece, which I don't agree with. He should have been at that Zoom press conference a week ago.
Why wasn't he there if he's invested, Tim?
He's not a good public speaker. Thank you, Tim. He has his people do it for him. I don't mind that. But I just wish they would have stuck it out here. 617-779-7937. Do you think the Red Sox are on the right path, can win you back? How about this text? Do you agree with this? It's a money dump if they don't reinvest it, but if they do, we'll determine if it's a good move or not. So if they put money, if they put this back in the team.
They literally just had an opportunity to take money, improve the return, and enhance their ability to get somebody that would help this season. They chose not to. They prioritized.
But they could fix that.
But they just had this action. So we're judging. This is all about
the trade.
If
you believe the report that that was part of
the. Do you believe the report?
I think they wanted rid of this completely, yes.
And they could have gotten a better return.
I don't know how many options they had there.
Okay. They would have had more suitors if the money was less, correct?
Possibly.
And more suitors, usually increasing demand creates a higher cost, right?
Usually.
So if we're just judging by market factors, they chose to take the money and not the player in getting rid of Devers.
But they could, in the offseason, change that and put the money toward another player.
Every year, we've said the same thing. This is the deadline they do it. This is the deadline. They have to do it. What are they waiting for?
Right.
And they haven't.
Not yet. Jacob Blasner trending time. We'll get Mego and Scheim in for some bonus coverage, maybe at 11:45. Get there. But see, Scheim was, he was one of the Danny from Quincy's. He wanted Devers out of here, right? Has he changed his mind on that?
Maybe. I don't know. I would ask Sean about Charizard.
Okay, we'll do that.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, have you collected your new Belichick intel yet, or do you want to stick on Devers for a second here?
Ken and I only really talk during these 3 hours, so breaks, I'm just getting the scoop. I guess Jackson's got a 5-year new deal, you're telling me.
It's incorrect. Not correct.
So,
nor can I talk about anybody's contract.
It's a joke. God. But, I just get paid in Big Daddy's gift cards. So,
I was thinking about this. Like,
I don't want to hear it from you, Jacob. I worked for 15 years making nothing, and this.
Why are you so down on Jacob today? God, it's twice you've lashed out at the key.
Well, I mean, you can't. I don't know what I lash out about the other thing.
I don't know. You said if I were Dino were here, you would have slapped me in the hallway or something for being insubordinate in the first hour.
Oh no, he immediately
show.
Spoke back to you. I was defending you.
Oh, thank you. God. Yeah,
get it back, Jacob. Jacob, you're doing a great job.
My apologies.
Show some respect, would you?
I don't need respect. Kids. I just, they're really, kids from uppity families are the worst.
Before you get to that, I was thinking about my life and yours in the comparison to the Red Sox and the Devers situation. Like, you know, you're kind of like Rafi Devers. You're a big hitter, you know, big member of the show.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, you refuse to play first base or you refuse to be DH when asked. But
I am idiosyncratic.
I've stuck with you through all this, you know.
Ken, all I do is tell people I love you. Like, what more do you need? Like, you already got a promotion. You're wearing it.
6 to 10 Monday through Friday? That is not the case.
No, well, that's because you said don't talk politics, make fun of me. So I do it.
Do that well.
So, I mean, you should hear Ken's thoughts about Iran.
Jesus.
So the WRL, I guess, is a Baltimore, Mega would know this. I think it's a Baltimore radio show or radio station or TV station. And they have done a Freedom of Information Act regarding.
Why Baltimore?
I don't know. It was in a awful announcing story. Records obtained by WRAL News illustrate that the scope of, oh no, WBAL is Baltimore.
BAL,
this is Raleigh. I'm an idiot. So Raleigh, North Carolina, sense. That makes more sense. So they go back through all of the emails.
They got all Bill's emails?
Relating to the post-CBS Sunday morning fiasco. And Bill is noting there is these emails from alums that are enraged that the first time in their life they're writing an email to the president of the university because they're embarrassed that this man is representing the school, that this is beneath them, that this is a disgrace. In one email, Belichick notes, the final eight-minute segment does not reflect the productive 35-minute conversation we had, which covered a wide range of topics related to my career. Instead, it presents selectively edited clips, ooh, deepfakes, and stills from just a few minutes of the interview to suggest a false narrative that Jordan was attempting to control the conversation, which is simply not true. This is unbelievable. How is it not true that she was seeking to control the conversation? That's literally what was happening. We're not talking about that. What else could that mean?
I don't know.
Was they talking about his fly being down?
By the way, though, you saw Bill Brady had a he was at a party of excellence at the Fontainebleau, and Belichick showed up. You think he comes to the statue unveiling?
No, he does not.
Probably in knee-deep in training camp.
And the emails also suggest that his publicist from Simon & Schuster, I don't know exactly the guy's name, was unable to attend the interview, so he brought Jordan as his publicist. Mm-hmm. That would have not been the case. They claim that, once again, that the CBS people were instructed not to ask about his private life, but as Tony, whatever the guy's name was, noted on CBS, that she is in the book. She is the creative muse.
Is she ever?
So,
Courtney was saying that she posted like some kind of a breakup image this week. I was worried about the two.
Yeah, I am. This is just.
They're fine.
Every time I read a story about this, it is just further shocking.
Well, they haven't opted out, neither side. He is a go.
Could be
BC UNC in the ACC title game.
So very funny.
A 1977 alum wrote saying, quote, she had never felt compelled to write a letter to our leadership until now. I'm writing in response to the actions taken by Belichick and his 24-year-old girlfriend. Never did I think UNC would become a laughingstock in the sports world because of his young girlfriend. One of the members of the administration said, thank you for reaching out, for sharing your views, and for your continued engagement and interest in North Carolina. Coach Belichick brings a wealth of experience, by the way, the guy misspelled Belichick, in coaching and football at the highest levels. The news media has demonstrated an ongoing interest in those previous experiences and activities outside of Keenan Stadium. The senior director of media relations offered changes. He wrote to the alum that this is more than just a CBS interview. We need to reference Jordan's role, perhaps referencing the person and a professional relationship. Anyway, the fact that Bill took a job where everybody can have access to his emails.
He must be so pissed.
Feels like a perverse form of punishment.
Yeah, why is he doing this? Then he's spotted everywhere.
Wouldn't you just spend the $1 million and say, get me the hell out of here?
He's got to, hey, I give him credit for it. You know, he said he was not going to be like Marv Levy coaching in his past his 70s, right? Coaching in his 80s. Here he is. He's still going strong.
This is unbelievable.
Check back on Bill in a bit. In the meantime, let's go to Will in the car. Back to Devers. Hi, Will.
So not the reason I called, but you got me thinking. I don't think you could go to a major college football program to their fan base and not get an answer of who's the coach that most embarrassed you. And you know what? In the big picture for Bill, it's pretty benign. I mean, go ask USC how they feel about Sarkisian, and and potentially go ask the Volunteers, you know, how they feel about two or three of their past coaches. Ask Arkansas about Petrino. Ask LSU about Ed Orgeron. I mean,
yeah, but the difference is, Will, is they had actually won games there before they disgraced it.
And I don't know that it's a disgrace. A disgrace is if you're not, and I'm spacing his name. He's now at Ole Miss. Totaled rental car, completely drunk. Lane Kiffin, completely drunk. Abandoned the scene. Left the young lady. But I mean, do the research. I know you don't spend a lot of time in college football.
I don't think that's Lane Kiffin.
No. Well, then here you go. There's two then, because Hugh Freeze had burner phones and was calling prostitutes. Lane Kiffin was just driving around with them and got in a car accident and bolted town. Anyway,
so you think Bill Belichick should have a bumper sticker that says, "At least I'm not Hugh Freeze"?
That might be a good idea.
No, but I'm just saying that it's considerably darker in college football. It's unfortunate. I'm not condoning any of it, but it's just the reality in that world.
Could always be worse, Curtis. All right. Think about that.
Well, at least we're not 100%. George O'Leary.
What do you want to say about the average?
As I listen to the arguments against the trade, I keep hearing, had they waited, there would have been better prospects. Who are those prospects?
No, not waited.
Who
not waited.
Players?
No, if they hadn't demanded all the money right. taken by the Giants.
Okay. But who are they?
So there was, if you Google it, I don't have it off the top of my head.
Their top prospect is a first baseman, D.H. Eldridge.
There was reporting out there that the second the Giants would assume the full contract, the trade was executed. And if there was other teams involved, or even the Giants, the deal could have been consummated sooner had Henry agreed to eat some money. And then in return, you would have gotten their best prospect, which then you could either use for yourself or trade off between now and the 31st of July to reallocate the money you're losing with Devers, and you're putting it back on the major league club in a quicker way as opposed to their fourth or fifth best prospect.
That reporting just feels very baseless, much like the previous caller who in 7 days post-trade hasn't seen any evidence that the Red Sox are going to use that money, you know, for the team. 7 days? He's a radio caller. What does this gentleman know about the – what do any of us
Why
know
do you have any hope, Will? I would ask you, you seem like a smart guy. Why do you believe that John Henry will reallocate those resources?
I'm choosing to be patient. I'm going to wait and see.
I know. We all have to be patient. I'm asking why you are giving John Henry the benefit of the doubt.
I'm giving him opportunity to prove himself or prove you right.
Here was the reporting from the
Athletic. Why do people have such a hard time with questions? I don't get it. Like, John Henry was great. 04, phenomenal. 7, 13, 18, you name it. Bing, bang, boom. Awesome. He has changed. They are not allocating resources. They traded their most talented player.
They had Bregman $40 million.
They traded their most talented player for no major league ready bodies. There is nobody from that trade that is currently on the team.
Hicks is hurt or whatever, so he'll be in the bullpen.
Oh, I like trading for hurt guys. And so
back soon.
You got a guy that's hurt back soon for this trade.
Yes.
What have the Red Sox done at the last three deadlines?
Mostly traded for garbage.
No big deals. Certainly not assuming money of any kind.
Correct.
So why do we think that this will, like, you're saying there, this guy goes a sports radio caller. Well, that's what you are, Will. You are a caller somehow defending Belichick because at least he's not a drunken moron like Bobby Petrino. Like, what are we even doing?
Andrew Baggerly of The Athletic said it took 4 weeks of negotiations to agree on the player package. In the early stages, the Red Sox insisted upon 20-year-old first base prospect Bryce Eldridge, but the Giants refused to consider including him in the deal. It doesn't say that the money was a factor, but I think you can presume.
There is a story that I read. Either way, whether it was with the Giants or with another organization, it is common sense.
Obviously, that's going to be a part of the equation.
You're going to take lesser players if they take all the money. You take money, the players improve.
Yep.
Like, it's just the way it's always worked.
David in the car. Hey, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking the call. So, I'm Devers. You know, we're hearing a lot about him, about how we could have gotten more for him.
But I think there's a couple of issues that you cannot overlook. One of them, the money is an issue because not everybody's willing to take that kind of money, that kind of salary. Number two, when you look at Devers, his numbers, everybody keeps saying how he was a great hitter, the best player, the best hitter, this and that. But with the Red Sox, the only time he was hitting well was if the Red Sox were ahead. Any time that the Red Sox were behind, Devers was going like last night, 0 for 3, 0 for 4, okay. You know, not doing RBI. So how are we going to sit here and say that we could have gotten more for Devers? You know, I'm kind of glad that he's gone because it was a problem, and it had to be either him or Cora. I'm actually surprised for once they went with the player versus the manager. And Cora, I hope you learn from this, that you cannot be a player's manager. You cannot be friendly with.
Oh, we're losing you there, David. But, I mean, in this case, they did it because Henry flew out and got insulted personally. So he obviously chose Cora's side in this whole thing. He went out and saw for himself, and Devers refused to move for him.
And if you want to know the difference, in 2007, John Henry didn't have to fly anywhere. He was with the team. Like, these types of things are able to spread and grow.
He should show up today and applaud if Rafi strikes out.
Yeah, I mean, he would love to. I did the tour of Alcatraz. It's a great take.
Yeah.
Get some Toblerone.
3 hours? How long does it take to get out there?
Oh, not 3 hours.
But like for the whole tour and everything?
Oh, yeah. A couple hours. Yeah. I just thought I was Sean Connery in The Rock.
All right. Do you want to get Shyman Bego in next?
I mean,
I feel bad.
They're running late.
I feel bad about the screw-up. But actually, give them an extra hour to prep. So why try to spin it positively in my favor?
I think they opened the Tito's.
They're going to have their best show ever. And it will be expanded. Bego and Shyam. Noon until 3:05 on the.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Still rattled by Danny from Quincy declaring today is his least favorite day of the year because the days start to get shorter. That is just a depressing way to look at life. I'm concerned about Danny's well-being.
Yeah, me too.
Today is the day.
Door in a Buzzard's Bay cabin so his neighbor doesn't hear him screaming at me on a beautiful summer Saturday.
He was defending Manny. He was like borderline ripping Pedro. I mean, it was. This is what this week has done. It has unglued everybody. Caused Pedro and Ortiz to become an arguing point.
When people are presented with their own bias and the own hypocritical nature of the people they're regurgitating, it makes them feel very dysregulated. Yeah. And David Ortiz has played you all like a fiddle. And he's doing this at the behest of his owners. And Rafael Devers gets the short end of the stick. But how many games did David Ortiz play the field for the Boston Red Sox?
He played interleague.
So maybe like 50, 60?
I would guess, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how many games has Devers hit and played third base over the course of his career with the Boston Red Sox?
Lots.
And as we noted, this AP wrote up this hit piece on June 2nd where a guy named David Ortiz said that Rafael Devers gets to decide, and Devers alone, when he plays the field. So 2.5 weeks ago.
Well, you heard the agent had this. It was obviously the agent. They never came out and said this, but it made like three different stories. Sometimes it's not the message. It's how the message is delivered. So obviously his agent is going out and saying that they were mean to him. They were big meanies. They didn't lie to him, or they lied to him.
But no, you can have feelings that Devers was wrong because what he did was indefensible. Like, it's literally, he didn't play defense, and he should have been a better team player. He's being paid a crap ton of money, and he was wrong. Absolutely. Cora handled this, botched it, totally. Up and down, you can make those comments. The simple reality is last Sunday, the Red Sox decided that offloading the contract with the headache and getting minimal return superseded this season and their ability to win in it. And there is no way anybody within the sound of my voice can say with confidence, because I've asked several people, they'll say, 50-50, that you can say with confidence that John Henry will reallocate those resources on the big league club this year. And your team would have been better had they given money back, taken money back, and gotten better prospects. All of that's factual. And the people that are publicly ripping him or defending him days before this trade was done.
But the reason I feel better about that is just that I feel like John Henry will spend when pushed, sometimes by the fan base.
Don't you think he felt pushed and he did his spending and he thinks it's the manager's fault that they are where they are?
He could spin it that way, but I think
it's highly likely he spins it that way.
They're going to try to make a splash to make up for it in the offseason. That's my gut.
Like Greg Cannonball?
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Eric in Maine. Hi, Eric.
Hey, guys. Chris, I couldn't agree with you more. You're 100% right about all of this. The team is not better now. We're supposed to believe that Devers is such a cancer that we couldn't win with him. And I wanted to make a point about the 1977 New York Yankees. There was no greater cancer that I could ever remember than Reggie Jackson. He came into that team and he basically destroyed it. He went against Thurman Munson in that sport interview where he said he stirred the drink. He defied Billy Martin. You can go on and on. And yet they won the World Series. And then they did it again in 78. There's no evidence that John Henry is going to spend any of this money. And I just don't understand Red Sox fans that they keep saying we had to do this trade and we're fine with what we got in return.
Well, Eric, largely I agree with you. I think they should have been more patient with this. But there were obviously people that were upset by his behavior. You could see his behavior kind of bubbling over a little bit. Ty Cobb, clubhouse cancer.
Sure was.
You remember. He won a lot.
Whatever happened to, Tommy Lee Jones?
Oh, Tommy.
Wasn't he Cobb?
I think he was in the movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who was Tommy Lee Jones' college roommate?
I don't know.
God, I don't either. There's a trivia question about that.
Okay, we got to know the answer before you bring these things up.
It's the third hour.
Let's go to John in Watertown. Hey, John.
The answer is Al Gore,
but
I don't really care about that.
Nice job.
Is that irony, John, that I had to use the internet to find that answer?
If we had any prizes, I would give
you just,
one, John.
These are facts, not opinions. Raffy Devers, in all of baseball right now, 2025, is seventh in RBIs and OBP. Please tell me how the 2025 Red Sox are better without him. Baseball's an individual sport.
Yep.
Sport. I don't care what goes on in the clubhouse personally. And tell Sam Kennedy, guess what? The Red Sox have been out of the playoffs 5 out of the past 6 years, if you want to count this year. Those are all facts, not opinions.
You're right, John. A lot of pressure going on right now. Would you say he's a top? He's not a superstar. He's a star. He's an all-star. Top 20 player?
Smash Mouth?
Raffy.
20? Yeah, I would say 20
kind of
to 40.
Ballpark.
In that ballpark, yes.
You could do better, but they don't have anybody better.
The Red Sox.
Prochet, I guess.
The Red Sox are not in a position as an organization to just be willy-nilly and offloading talent. They are just not there. And I hope they keep winning because it's good for business. I hope they, win the World Series. It'll be great. But I just have zero faith that this ownership group will invest prospects and the money required to get this team where it needs to be a legitimate threat to win the World Series.
Well, right now, they're 4 back of the Yankees. The Yankees are having a June swoon, so that's good to see. 2 more with the Giants, 4:05 today. On the bump today, my man Baby Pedro. So you can keep this going. Baby Pedro versus Rafi. That'll be a good showdown today. You used a lot of the bullpen yesterday, though, Curtis. So they went all out. Maybe get some guys that are unavailable today. I'll tell you who's available, though. It's Shyman Mego.
Can't wait.
They're coming up for 3 hours. They're a little hot because I had a little snafu in the scheduling surface. So their opinion should be elite. They had an hour to prep. Mego went across the street to lunch up, and she's going to be back over here for 3 hours. And then Cooper Boardman makes his return for the pregame show. You and James, I'm sure, have many, many plans.
Yeah, we're heading out to, I think we're going to go to the new Park City thing in South Boston that opened up.
Can you give me a little window world of Boston weather forecast? This 102 Tuesday, this got you concerned? Or
real
you
feel. Know what you need to do Tuesday? Hydrate.
Yeah. And even tomorrow, 95.
It's a hot one. I went out with James in the sweatshirt this morning, and I was sweating my balls off. It's a hot one.
And we're headed towards Gloucester and Rockport this week for the road show. 2 road shows left to be followed by Lake Winnipesaukee. And that's been a great success. Thanks to everybody who came out and saw the show at Bernie's or at Wally's. at Hampton Beach?
So the final one is at Lake Winnipesaukee, and I am never been there. And it is going to be a wild day. I'm doing the show, so I'm waking up at the Nazwa.
Mm-hmm. Figuring
out the way. I will have pants on. I'm sorry, ladies. And I'm heading over to a boat that has a bar. And then I need to get from that boat back to the Nazwa, drive back home, and then get on a flight from Logan to LAX.
It's a tough life.
Big day.
You're like Belichick sweating as you get to the airport.
Oh, my. Did you see? That's
awesome. Bill is moving, man. You got to give him that. Yeah. He's not just going gently into that good night.
Oh, he is.
You don't think he'll be at the statue unveiling? Bring him back for August 8th?
I think.
Fly him in.
I think the Crafts and Belichick hate each other more than any rivalry in sports right now. Those two hate each other.
What about Drake May? Does he come to the ceremony, or is that made a big deal if he's not there?
Yeah. Do you think Mac Brown will be there?
I wonder about Mac Brown. All right, Curtis. Enjoy your weekend. Right, Jacob bye. Laster, good job. Mango Chime next. See you.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.